May 2. As ye are partakers of the suffering, so shall ye be also of the consolation. 2 Corinthians 1, 7. As soon as we begin to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ and confess Him as our Lord and Savior boldly before all men, we are bound to be despised and hated by those who do not want to follow the Word of God in all their ways. We are reminded in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, "Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." The Lord Jesus Christ warned us in Matthew 10, 24 and 25. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? In John 15, 18 to 21, we are being taught by the Lord that before the world hated us, it hated him, and if we were of the world would love us. But because we have been chosen from the world hates us. We read in Psalms 123, 3 and 4, "How for the Lord's sake we will be hated and despised even by our friends and people whom we respect greatly." By keeping our eyes upon the Lord as written in Psalm 123, 2, "As the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hands of her mistress," we can come out fully victorious in all these situations. For His name's sake, we must regard our sufferings and shame as a privilege, as we see in Acts 5:41. "And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name." Our joy becomes greater when we learn to suffer shame for His name's sake. In Psalm 124, 1-3, we read how the psalmist was attacked by all kinds of enemies. The same thing happens to us also. For a short time, we are protected from all the enemy attacks, but after a while, the Lord does permit all kinds of painful trials, and we feel as if everything is going wrong. For a period, God takes us through a very dark valley. When we find ourselves going through such dark valleys, we feel very lonely and forsaken. As we trust in the Lord, He will bring us out victoriously from all such trials.